Alright, welcome to another episode of Namaste Ballers. I'm your host Gautam, and please welcome our co-host Rohit. Hey Rohit, how are you?
Hey Gautam, doing well, how are you?
All good. Today is January 31st, Wednesday, and I would like to introduce our guest, our old friend, who joined us a couple of times last season, first time this season, Praveen Peruri. Hi, Praveen.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. Glad to be back. You guys are rocking.
All right. And Sushant is feeling sick, so he won't be able to join this episode. But next week, he will be back. So, moving on to news section. Mike McDonald has been hired as the new head coach for the Seattle Seahawks. Dave Canales is the head coach for the Carolina Panthers. He's the ex-offensive coordinator for the Bucks. And Washington Commanders, who hired Adam Peters as their GM, is still looking for a head coach. I think Washington Commanders were going to interview Ben Johnson, who was the offensive coordinator for the Lions. But I think Ben Johnson ultimately decided to stay with the Lions, which is good news for the Lions world. So yeah, he'll probably, you know, be a popular candidate next season. Any thoughts here, guys?
Yeah, I like Ben Johnson holding back. They're definitely building something special. I mean, I guess we can go in depth on what happened in the NFC Championship game, but they definitely had potential to win and go to Super Bowl. So I think definitely a special team, special job per se too. So I think if they want to do something magical for the next year or two, this could be the time.
All right. So moving on to our championship weekend, we had the AFC Championship Chiefs versus Ravens, and NFC Championship Lions versus 49ers. So we'll start off with the AFC Championship game, Chiefs versus Ravens. The Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champions, and the Baltimore Ravens, the number one seed this season, the team that looked unstoppable, and it was a highly awaited match, a battle of heavyweights. But the script turned, or maybe the script is it was the same script all the way. Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl, 17-10, a low scoring defensive fest. Second half, Kansas City did not even score anything. So so what are your thoughts, guys? I'll start with our guest Praveen. What did you think of this? You know, Chiefs going to the Super Bowl, what, 5 out of the last 6 times or something? Sorry, going to the championship game 5 out of the last 6 times. 4 of the last 5, I think, they've been to the Super Bowl, maybe. Amazing consistency.
Oh, my God. Well, if you have Patrick Mahomes, that's what you have. You have a dynasty, right? Right there. And, I mean, look at their They've been peaking at the right time, I should say. So they have not been the typical Chiefs that we've seen the last 4 years, right? They've had issues with Mahomes has not had a great season. He's by his own standards, right? He's thrown more picks, and there have been too many drops. They've not had that consistency there, but they peaked at the right time, and their defense just balled. They just took over, I think, in this playoffs. There were no answers, and those critical stops by them in end zones, the interception and what a fumble by Zay Flowers there, right? Mm-hmm. The defense totally creating that opportunity. So credit to Chiefs. They are who they are. They have a dynasty going. 4 out of 5 Super Bowls, as you mentioned, and this is the second matchup with 49ers. So interesting. On the flip side, for Ravens, just just a huge missed opportunity, I thought. You cannot have the worst game at the wrong time. I think that's what happened to them. Just too many missed opportunities. Those two picks aside, nothing was going on for Ravens or Lamar Jackson. It's just one of those games that you can't put a finger on it. You know what's going on. Overall, very disappointing, I should say. Lamar Jackson kind of says something that he's there'll be a lot of questions about him, right? He's 2-4 in playoffs. He hasn't taken that next step, although he's been one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league. It's just a huge letdown for them. And at home, I thought everybody was, given how Chiefs were, season was going, and given on the flip side, if you take Ravens, I think everybody was rooting. Ravens were the favorites. So, very huge letdown for them.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, a lot of it reckons to the fact that I think kudos to defense of Ravens, actually. They held up pretty good. I think they didn't let Chiefs score at all in the second half. And all they had to do was just had to score points. And then you can count too many mistakes. I think Praveen mentioned the goal line fumble by Zay Flowers. I mean, that's a rookie mistake. That could have put them 7 points up. And Lamar Jackson, he wasn't being wise in the pocket. When you actually look at the game, he was taking way too much time in the pocket, trying to be a good pocket quarterback and then deciding that the pocket is collapsing. And then he rushes towards the right and tries to throw the ball. But even then, the time he takes to throw the ball is way too long. And Chiefs defense, surprisingly, has been really good this season. And Lamar Jackson hasn't used his legs as much as I would have liked to see. I think if you looked at the Texans game, I think he tried to look for a lot of holes and he tried to utilize them a lot. But unfortunately, whatever the case may be, the game plan probably didn't cooperate, but Lamar didn't do his best. I think I would definitely put the entire blame on Lamar for this one. Zay Flowers can do a rookie mistake, but Lamar also has to do his job. They got the number one seed. They got the home game. This is as best as it can possibly get for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. And unfortunately, they couldn't get it done. And another surprising thing, I think, I was watching the game up until fourth quarter. I didn't actually see Odell Beckham Jr. anywhere in the game. Only in the fourth quarter is when he started appearing. I didn't understand the deal with that, though. So, weird game planning from Ravens holistically, and then I think that costed them quite a bit.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Ravens were the number one seed. They had the bye. And then first game in the divisional game, they went out. This time, divisional game, they won, but championship game, they went out. So, I think Ravens world will be disappointed. I think, as you mentioned, Rohit, I think I agree. The game plan somehow was not right. I think the strong point for Ravens is their rushing ability. They've been one of the teams that could run on teams. And this game, it looked like they tried to make Lamar as a pocket passer. And that is not their strong points, and they should have stuck to what Ravens were good at, and I think they will definitely address that next season. But I think they went away from their identity, I think, in this championship game. So I think that was definitely an issue, and I think Lamar also didn't play well. I think the game plan was not good. Lamar himself didn't play at that MVP level that he was playing the regular season. So All over, I think Ravens will be definitely disappointed. Having a home game in a championship match, that is a huge, huge advantage. You won't see those many games like that. And considering Patrick Mahomes is just 28 years old, it's a very, very unlikely for other teams to be in this position. So you need to take these advantages when Patrick Mahomes is not at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, this is the first playoffs where Patrick Mahomes had to go out of Arrowhead, had to get out of Kansas City to play.
Yeah.
Because all the past years, all his playoff games were at home. So there was this narrative that, okay, can he play the same way? Can he go to the Super Bowl when he's, you know, uncomfortable, when he's not at home? But we've seen that, you know, it doesn't matter. Not at home. I think Chiefs, it's a very, I don't know how to explain this. Chiefs in the regular season, where I think their offense was maybe borderline bad. Apart from Travis Kelce, I think the receivers were horrible, dropping passes. Then they even lost to Raiders. So it was, and folks were asking Kansas City to actually, you know, why don't you trade for a wide receiver or something for the playoffs? But they stuck to their players. They believed them, and they are delivering right now. So Rashi Rice is playing well, and but still, I mean, I don't think any teams would trade for any of their wide receivers, if I'm being honest. Apart from Travis Kelce as a pass catcher, all the remaining are just average wide receivers, in my opinion.
Absolutely. We just wanted to add one point about the receiving core. The Scantling, he was panned for always being in the lineup. And he made a critical catch in that game for a first down. So, their wide receivers have been clutch, to say the least. They've been good. Rashi Rice, as you mentioned, Pacheco. He's been having good running games. So, they've just had that championship mentality come through for them. They know how to win these kind of games. They've been there, kind of done that, and that's what's shown through. And with Ravens, if you look at it. It's a disappointment in another level because Joe Burrow's hurt. You have that short window to really capitalize on these situations, right? When you have a home game against Mahomes, you're still the favorite. You're Ravens. You have a great defense. You kept them to 17 points. And it always felt like they were just one or two big plays away from coming back into the game, and it just never happened for them. So just overall, things just fell really off. I'm trying to bring my Cowboys into this because the same playoff, how it turned out for Cowboys, it kind of had the similar graph for Ravens. It just wasn't happening. So
yeah, and big shout out to Chiefs defense. Man, they are really, really good. I think this is probably the best defense that Patrick Mahomes has in the past few years. I think a big help by the defense. I think the defense kind of is the hero for the Chiefs. But yeah, an amazing game plan by the defensive coordinator for Chiefs. Yeah. So
his name is Spags.
Spagnuolo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So yeah, amazing game plan to limit Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to 10 points. That's amazing. Chiefs, Ravens. Chiefs are in the Super Bowl again, and Ravens will definitely think about all of the missed opportunities they had. A really good, interesting match. No one ran away, but thing to note is Ravens never led in the game. it was always Kansas City that was leading from the start to the finish. So moving on to the next one, the NFC Championship game between Lions and the 49ers. The favorite here were obviously 49ers playing at home, Levi's Stadium, and the red-hot Detroit Lions. So I'd love to hear your thoughts before I give mine. So, yeah. Praveen?
I think last year, this time, I was at the 49ers Stadium. I saw the whole vibe and the environment of 49ers. It was a sight to behold. You get intimidated by that whole atmosphere. So I thought Lions would not be in the game, but credit to them, they were leading at halftime by what, 24-7?
24-7, yeah.
Yeah, and 49ers, I thought they were going to always win. It's just that they started slow. I thought that's what it was. They had a slow start. The defense did not make some plays, and Lions capitalized, got onto a good 14-point lead initially, and slowly I think they were revving up their engine. 49ers, that's what I felt throughout that game. And second half, they were just all over Lions. Jameer Gibbs. I thought Lions overall did well. They just couldn't control the run game in the second half, and it felt like it's a matter of when, if not but not if, like, kind of. So credit to 49ers. I mean, they've always been the favorites in NFC to reach the Super Bowl. They never looked like they always felt a level above all the teams in NFC. It was all about whether any team can beat 49ers, and that's how it turned out to be. Lions, obviously, kudos to them. I mean, they've exceeded their expectations. Nobody thought they'll be in the championship game. They almost won the championship game. So it's credit to Lions for a very great season, honestly. But I was listening to Dan Campbell saying that this is probably their best shot. But I kind of disagree with him. I think they're going to be relevant.
Well, Ben Johnson is coming back, so I mean they have a shot again. If Ben Johnson would have left,
right,
then it would have was a different story. But you know, they probably have the same window, depending on if the players are retained and you know the injuries are there. It's all a variable. But their offensive coordinator, with Jared Goff still being there, and if the core is there in the offense, I think their offense will still
they're here to stay at least in the foreseeable future. I mean,
at the time Dan Campbell made statement, I think Ben Johnson was still the almost confirmed head coach for Commanders before he pulled off. So I think these were the thoughts that were probably going through Dan Campbell's mind before he made a statement saying this would be her last hurrah before they can get back. But I think the band is together, they can definitely come back.
So Rohit, your thoughts on the game?
Going into the game, I definitely thought 49ers would crush Lions by all means. And then first half takes me up by surprise. Sitting at first half 24-7 or 24-10, I am believing that Lions are going to win this game somehow. And then there comes the real Lions, right? I think all the troubles start where I think all the success probably got over everybody's head. If you think about it, I think when they were 24-7, CJ Gardner-Johnson, who was a safety for Detroit Lions, who was on the sideline, he was already waving goodbye to the crowd. That was the first sign. And coming into the third quarter, they were fourth and goal. And Dan Campbell chose an over-aggressive play to go for it on fourth and down, knowing how good of a defense 49ers was. And that costed them terribly. I think they were all... I mean, regardless, position wasn't bad, but I think they were at 30-yard line. But that gave a great field position, better than what a punt return would have been. And that took away 7 points from Lions. Lions would have been up by 7 at that point, or maybe just by 3 had they just kicked a field goal. Right? And then that's basically what took them back. And then I think 49ers slowly crept back into the game. And then I believe Jamar Gibbs fumbled the ball again. And like all these things raffled into the second quarter, which 49ers, rightfully so, they definitely took over every single opportunity Lions gave them and utilized it. Not every team is capable of utilizing all the mistakes the other team makes, but 49ers are such a good team where they'll make sure they'll penalize you if you do make these mistakes. And I think the over-aggressiveness, the greediness, and the whole mentality, I think the locker room, the entire vibes got very quiet for Detroit Lions in the second half, where up until I think fourth quarter, they did not score any points. Lions were almost 0 points up until I think they had one spark where Jameson Williams scored like a big touchdown, I think, but that's about it. Otherwise, the entire second half was basically shut out. So I think you also have to, yeah, I think keep things in perspective of what they have been through and how much success they have had and the over-aggressiveness approach that Dan Campbell took basically costed them the game.
Yeah, yeah. I think Detroit Lions, they, after the first half, I mean, I couldn't believe my eyes when I was seeing the first half. They were like running all over.
Yeah.
I mean, the 49ers defense, they have a reputation of being good, but honestly, something is not working for them. I've seen them this season and they're not their true self, to be honest.
It's a hit and miss. Yeah.
It's a bend, don't break kind of a defense. So if you get what I'm trying to say. So, but the first half, the defense wasn't there. Detroit Lions, I mean they had the first possession, four plays, touchdown. And that was, and then when the Niners had the possession, they were moving the ball, but then they had a missed field goal. And then Detroit Lions had the ball again, touchdown. So it was 14-love. And I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And they had their way with the defense. They were, you know, throwing the ball, running the ball. They could do whatever they want in the first half. And it was 24-7. And I had like a halftime, my cousins and some of my friends were texting me in a separate group chat. And they were telling me it's done. I think we'll need to fire Steve Wilkes.
Was under the same assumption after second
at half. Like Steve Wilkes needs to be fired.
At what point are we firing this guy is what I was thinking.
So, but I was like, see, there's a lot of game left. I always knew that, you know, from past games, 49ers always make very nice halftime adjustments. They definitely, you know, offensively and defensively, they are really amazing at making these adjustments. So I was hoping that they could do, but it was at that point, even for me, I had hope, but it was far-fetched. I mean, there were 17 points down, so they have to cover the 17 points, hope that Lions don't score anything at the same time. So even if the offense is good, based on what the defense showed us, in the first half, I was not confident if the defense could stop them. So even if Fortner scored another 10, 15 points, I couldn't be sure that they'll, you know, win. So there was hope. But yeah, I mean, even the interception that Brock Purdy had, they took advantage of that. They had a short field. So Lions took advantage of that as well. Coming to the third quarter, I mean, things started fast. And as you said, in the second half, 49ers, you know, they scored on every possession they had. So that was one good thing. And the defense started to make stops. They started to stop the runs. And Jared Goff had to, you know, throw a little bit more. And but that fourth down decision that Rohit was talking about, I disagree. I think Dan Campbell was aggressive whole season. He was like this whole season. This is kind of their identity. So they've always gone for fourth downs, but not they've not gone for every fourth downs, obviously.
Right.
They've gone for fourth downs only in the opposition's territory.
Correct. And so there were two missed fourth down conversions in the game.
Correct.
I think that was the biggest mistake by Dan Campbell.
See, it's a mistake. It's the second variable, right? The first
two is
four
a mistake.
Down.
One, I think I would have taken chance, but knowing the lesson, just because 49ers were coming back, in the fourth quarter, I would have just kicked the field goal because you should have learned your lesson in the third quarter.
That was really crucial, I thought.
Maybe, but the first four down, if you see, it was still a drop by Reynolds. So, I mean, Jared Goff threw it. It was still a drop. So, if he would have caught it, then people would have, you know, yes, Dan Campbell is always aggressive.
I mean, you could always argue could have, should have, but...
No, not could have, should have. It was a drop, execute. Right? It was a clear drop.
Players should execute and if you...
So, execution was the problem. Not that... Right. What I'm trying to say is the execution was wrong. It was a clear drop there.
Correct.
But the play call was not wrong in my opinion.
Right. But as a head coach, you have to switch your mindset because your players are not able to execute during critical moments. And in the fourth quarter, when the game is on the line, you would rather take draw off the game.
So Dan Campbell, from what we've seen, right, from what I've seen in Hard Knocks and everything, he trusts his players.
Correct.
That's why he's been going for fourth down all season long.
Correct.
So why will he change it at the correct moment? So from the players' point of view, I think what they want is consistency. You're consistent. What if they, you know, what if they went for a field goal and they lost the game? The people will say all season long he was aggressive, went for the fourth down, got the touchdowns, and it seems they even sent a stat. I saw a stat somewhere on his fourth downs all season long. He's like 85%, number one in the league. So if what he scores a field goal and then they lose, people say, why didn't he go for the fourth down? He was going all doing that all season long. Why did he change at the last moment? So it's always a losing narrative, right? So I think he shouldn't have changed what he was doing all season. That is my opinion. The wide receiver clearly dropped it. And I think Lions had every opportunity. And I think they probably felt pressure. They started, they tightened up. There were drops. There was even a third and 10 drop by the same player. There was another drive, third and 10 by the same player. It would have, you know, extended that drive. So there were drops. They tightened up. And I think it was just the occasion, I think. But
yeah,
I would not fault Dan Campbell for that.
Yeah, because it worked out well for you. Why would you?
But I think Lions had moments where they put away the game.
Yeah, but putting everything aside, I think
they let 49ers in.
I think the best team is going to the Super Bowl. If any team has a chance against Chiefs, I think it's this 49ers.
Definitely.
End of story, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to that game next week, but 49ers still worry me. The playoff 49ers doesn't look like the regular season 49ers.
Yeah, so you have to figure out if the first half or the second half.
They're coming back in second half.
That's been the theme. Yeah,
it's good. I mean, it that was what people were asking for in the regular season. They were asking, "Oh, 49ers are dominating every game. They did not see adversity. They don't know how to do a comeback." Now they're showing that, but to show a comeback, you have to first play poorly. You have to play poorly to have a comeback, right? So they didn't do that in the regular season. They played poorly in the two games, but it was a good comeback. But yeah, coming to 49ers, you know, they played amazingly well in the second half. Brock Purdy, we haven't mentioned his name at all. He was amazing. He made clutch plays with his arm And with his feet as well.
More importantly, his feet, yeah.
Correct. Yeah. That scrambling ability, I didn't know he could do that.
I was impressed. Yeah.
So, I mean, clutch plays. I mean, second year,
he's playing NFC Championship game, just making those plays with his legs, correct. You know. Those critical plays, and then that throw to Brandon Ayuk, one of the near the goal line.
Immaculate deflection is what they're saying.
Immaculate deflection. but, I mean, Brock Purdy has been just amazing with his legs. He made really critical plays.
Yeah, a couple of throws as well. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes would have done that, they would have probably shown that in the highlight reel.
Right.
Maybe going on his left and throwing to Kyle Juszczyk, going to his left and then throwing to Juwan Jennings, who had a one-hand catch. I mean, those kind of plays, they're not showing, because if it is Mahomes, they would have probably shown it. But yeah, I mean, he didn't have a good first half, but his second half was amazing. He delivered when it was needed. So yeah, I mean, Lions and 49ers, it was an amazing game. I think this was, I mean, nail-biting thriller, if you ask me. But yeah, 49ers win it 34-31. And they move on to meet Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. We will discuss Chiefs and Niners definitely in the next week in detail. But before we leave, I would want to ask Praveen, what are your predictions? You know, Rohit, myself, and Sushant will give our predictions next week.
Mm-hmm.
But Praveen, I would like to hear your predictions, Chiefs and Niners. Who's going to win this season's Super Bowl?
Cowboys.
Cowboys, if they get to championship, it's like a Super Bowl for us. I can't go against Chiefs. Sorry. Because of the pedigree and just Mahomes. Taylor Swift.
Back-to-back Super Bowls for the Chiefs is your prediction.
I heard Taylor Swift is making good money for NFL. Apparently, she made NFL and Kansas City Chiefs $300 million in merchandise sales.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Kyle Juszczyk's wife, I don't know if you noticed, she's a designer,
right? Yeah. Custom jackets for Taylor Swift.
Yep. She actually entered into a licensing agreement with NFL now.
NFL has been posting pictures about Taylor Swift on their official Instagram handle. And you should be reading the comments. They're funny. Because it's like, I thought this was a football channel. I didn't know this was a Taylor Swift fan page.
There are a lot of new fans that have come up because of Taylor Swift that are introduced to NFL. So, in my office itself, you know, I was talking to someone and she was a huge Taylor Swift fan. She in her family, they follow NFL. She doesn't follow NFL, but she started to know names of other folks. She knows Travis Kelce now. And she started to know Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. She started to know more. So, she's bringing new fans to the NFL. So, that's great for the game.
Yeah. Maybe the NFL scripting gods change the script halfway through the season because she's making so much money.
Actually, there are also articles where if Taylor Swift is in the crowd, then the spread goes up and down. The spread for Travis Kelce and his catches also goes up and down if Taylor Swift is in the crowd. So that's amazing.
Anyway, interesting.
Yeah, it's turning out to be, you know, the parallels I can draw is with Indian cricket and Bollywood. You know, we have had this connection. Now we are seeing that in NFL right now, I feel. As I said, Chiefs, they have... they know how to do it. They've been there past 4 years, and it's looking like a fail safe right now. there's no way
so a Chiefs rematch, are going to lose. Right?
Chiefs, it's a Super Bowl rematch. And, 2019. I'm actually, if for on the 49ers side, I'm actually going to be rooting only for Purdy. Because if ever, yeah, I think he is the only one I would love to see win a Super Bowl. In his second year, he totally deserves it.
Of all
the players on the 49ers side, I feel. But yeah, I mean, still.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some OGs from the 2019 side. I think Nick Bosa was there. You know, George Kittle, Eric Armstead, all of these guys were there.
Kyle Juszczyk also, right? He was also there.
So there's some players from that season. So they would definitely, you know, want to get that revenge against the Chiefs. But yeah, 49ers were definitely favorites. Chiefs were not. For some reason from their you know, regular season play, but yeah, Patrick Mahomes, man, he does the job. So with that, I think we'll take a leave. It was an excellent, exciting championship weekend. Looking forward to the Super Bowl weekend. Next week there are no games, and the Super Bowl is on February 11th. And with that, we'll take your leave. Namaste ballers, guys.
Namaste ballers.
Adios.
Peace.